Hello everyone. Today my talk will be about the reduced beyond invisible total healthcare spending through the ACA expansion of dependent coverage. This is a collaborative work with my colleague Astro Vagras Besterman from UCLA and my student Priscilla Novak from my department, and also she is in a staff of AHRQ. We don't have any DOI. Okay, so the young invincibles. As the ACA rolled out, the young adults ages 19 to 30 years old were labeled as the young invincibles by many media and the government institutions, because people think they are less likely to be insured compared to older adults. So before the implementation of the ACA, approximately 30% of young adults were uninsured. I got this figure when I was looking for the costume for my son for the Halloween. But okay, so the Affordable Care Act actually extended its eligibility for the dependent coverage for the young adults ages 19 to 26 years old. So these young adults can join or remain insured under their parents' private health plans. And the recent estimates show that this provision has reduced the number of uninsured young adults by at least 3 million individuals. And I want to mention that young adult health spending pattern actually will impact the aggregate U.S. health spending in the long run. And in this study, we will look at their healthcare expenditure patterns. Contrary to what we expect, we always think that not always young adults are healthy. Actually, the CMS statistics show that one in five of the young adults has chronic diseases like asthma or diabetes. So it will be interesting to see, their healthcare spending patterns. And the lack of healthcare access and insurance may result in delaying or foregoing healthcare, which will potentially leading to health problems when they get older in their lifetime. And because of the ACA provided healthcare access and insurance, so we expect to see more positive outcomes. So I would mention, since we will look at healthcare expenditures, I would like you to note as well that healthcare expenditure is not evenly distributed, meaning you may notice that 5% of U.S. population spend 50% of the U.S. healthcare expenditures. Therefore, we think it will be interesting to see the distributions of healthcare expenditures. So for example, expensive costs probably can be due to the intensity of care, like the cancer treatment, something like that. However, some lower amounts of healthcare expenditures probably indicate the demand for the primary care access, like the prescription drugs or the primary doctor visits. Therefore, we think it will be interesting to see the ACA impact on both. Along the distribution of healthcare expenditures. And then we actually think that the ACA provision, since it provided the access to the young adults, it probably will positively associated with the lower end of the healthcare distribution, however, negatively associated with the higher end of the distribution, meaning we expect to see probably more utilization, more costs on the primary care, however, reductions on the ED or hospitalization in the long run. So this is again just formally to state my study objective to estimate healthcare expenditure trends among young adults ages 19 to 25 years old before and after the 2010 implementation of this ACA expansion. We didn't look at 26 because we can't be able to determine their eligibility. We don't know their birth date, so we look at the 19 to 25 years old in this study. So to capture this natural experiment, we use the differences model, and then we compare two groups. One is this ACA targeted group, young adults ages 19 to 25 years old. Well, comparison to the control group, the non-targeted group, the young adults 27 to 29 years old. And then we look at two periods, before and after the ACA implementation. That is 2008 to 2009 as a pre-treatment and the post-implementation, 2011 to 2012. And as I said before, we are interested to see the distribution of the healthcare expenditures. So we will use the quantile regression to estimate the different association between the ACA impact on the different levels of healthcare expenditures. And the data we use is the nationally representative data set medical expenditure panel survey from 2008 to 2012. In our final sample, we have young adults ages 19 to 25 years old, around 7,700 observation, and then we have young adults ages 27 to 29, the control group. The sample size is 3,500. Okay, so for the outcome, so we are interested in this paper in the healthcare expenditure. So this is the annual healthcare expenditures per person. So we first look at the total healthcare expenditures. By the way, all the costs in our study were adjusted CPI in 2012. So in addition to the total healthcare spending, we also look at the spending on different types of healthcare utilization. Including physician visits, prescription drugs, inpatient visits, and ED visits. And one of the comments from our reviewers actually suggests us to also look at the payers, their cost. So there might probably will be cost shifting among private or Medicaid, something like that. So we are very happy to explore that aspect as well. So I will talk about that aspect in this presentation. So particularly, we look at the out-of-pocket payments from the patient, and we also look at expenditures from the private health insurance and the Medicaid. So the general model of the estimation, the difference in healthcare expenditure is a function of the treatment group, the year indicator for the ACA expansion, and the interaction terms between the treatment group and the year indicator. And then we also include other covariates, which have been widely used in the literature, which including race, ethnicity, gender, marital status, immigrant status, interview language, education, income, and U.S. census region. So the method that we use is the generalized linear model with log mean and gamma distribution for healthcare expenditures, and also as well as addressing the heterogeneities and the skewed distribution. And then we also use the propensity score matching to adjust for sample selection bias. We have also conducted the various sensitivity analysis to make sure our analysis are robust. Here is some methods more. Again, we use differences method, and especially we use the quantile regression, which the coefficient at the lower percentile of expenditure, like a 10 percentile, 25 percentile, indicate the lower level of the healthcare expenditure, which, as I said before, probably will tell us some evidence on the association between the ACA expansion and the health expenditure on primary or routine healthcare at the lower level. However, the coefficient of the higher percentile of the healthcare expenditures, like the 75, 90, and 95 percentiles, will tell us the association of the ACA expansion and the use of more intense or costly healthcare services. So here, one of the assumptions of the differences in different estimation is that we have to demonstrate that the treatment group and then the control group have, parallel, they have similar patterns in healthcare expenditures before the intervention. Therefore, in this figure, I present to you the total healthcare expenditures for our intervention group, which is the young adults aged 19 to 25 years old, dark line, and then the gray line, the control group for age 27 to 29, from 2003 to 2012. So as you can see from this figure that their healthcare expenditure patterns are relatively similar before the implementation of the ACA in 2010, and then there will be changes after the 2010, which tells us that we are selecting the valid comparison group. So this figure gives you some overview of the healthcare expenditure by payers. So basically, you will see the first two columns are for the young adults, 19 to 25 years old. Is that clear? Okay. And then the last two columns are for the young adults, 27 to 29 years old. So basically, from this figure, we can see that, relatively speaking, the out-of-pocket payment proportion, which is the purple part, has been decreased for the young adults, 19 to 25, and the private part, which is the yellow part, has been relatively larger or increased in 2011-2012 for the young adults group 19 to 25 years old. This is the healthcare expenditure by services. So you will see again it's the same pattern as the previous picture, and but generally speaking that well, it's quite similar honestly from this graph. So the proportion of healthcare expenditures by services are similar for both groups before and after 2010. So let's see what is the difference in differences results. For the time concern, I only present to you the key, the coefficient of the interaction terms of the control of the treatment group and the year indicator. So basically, the first row shows the results of the GRM, which is negative 0.21. So you can, and it's significant at 99% statistically significant. So basically, it tells us that, you know, relatively speaking, our treatment group had a lower total healthcare expenditure in 2011 to 2012 compared to the control group. And you can see that the coefficients of this term actually vary at different percentiles. If you can see clearly that at the 25th percentile, the coefficient is significant and positive at 0.27. The 25th percentile, which meaning the healthcare expenditures were relatively higher at 25th percentile, relatively lower end. However, it's kind of become reduced, which is the 95th percentile become negative 0.2, and the p-value is 0.07, approaches to significance. And if you look at the second column, it is out-of-pocket payment. So again, first row is on average. Average is, we can see, relatively lower out-of-pocket payment. And again, I think that this, you can see the association varies along the distribution. It was at the lower end, the out-of-pocket payment actually increased compared to the control group in the 2011 to 2012. However, it has been significantly reduced at the higher end of the healthcare expenditures. And we also present results of private insurance and Medicaid, but however, you don't see, you know, too much significant findings. But you do can see for the Medicaid that the healthcare expenditures were negative, and it's more negative at the higher end, but we don't find significant findings. This is the healthcare expenditures by service. So if the time concern, let me be brief. So basically, we find that the healthcare, the interaction terms for the physician visits were lower. However, for prescription drugs were higher. And again, you will see the distribution, the coefficients were different along the distribution. And to summarize, I didn't present the whole findings, but we do use our model to predict the final healthcare expenditures for both groups in the before and after. So eventually we find that the young adults had a 10% lower overall healthcare expenditure and 21% lower out-of-pocket payment compared to the control group in 2011 to 2012. And then we also find that the overall reduction was more significant at the higher end of the healthcare expenditures, which, you know, here's a typo, results show the increase the spending on prescription drugs and reduce the spending on physician visits, right? Our expectation, I think the prescription drug may use increase because, you know, the ACA coverage, so they have more access to prescription drugs. We are not sure why there is a spending reduction on the physician visit. Probably it's because, you know, these young adults are more likely to use the primary care, which probably is, you know, relatively cheap compared to the specialist. Then more research will be needed in that area. And also, our results suggest that if the expansion of the dependent coverage might have contributed to the controlled growth of healthcare expenditures among adults aged 19 to 25. And then we do find that the out-of-pocket payment reduction was more significant, especially at the higher end, which indicates a big no. It's probably a decline in the catastrophic expenditures for the individual people. So it can relieve their financial burden, especially for the higher end of the healthcare expenditures. Right, so for the, we also examine the healthcare expenditures for the payers, but we don't see too much differences. I think most of the observations that we observe are the reduction from the out-of-pocket payment. We do see some reduction in the Medicaid expansion, for the Medicaid expenditures, but the findings were not significant. I think probably more years of the observation of health expenditures might be needed. And so some limitations of our study. Although we tried a lot of differences, propensity score to capture the precise estimate, however, we cannot be certain that this is a causal inference because there are still can be observed factors influence this estimation. And our cost shifting, I guess the analysis might be too broad because we only have private insurance and the Medicaid, but the insurance type can be totally different. So I think the future study will be, it will be interesting to see how this cost shifting may happen if we have more detailed information on the insurance coverage. So the take-home message is this extended coverage eligibility has increased the financial protection for young adults, especially in terms of out-of-pocket payment. And our results also suggest that enrollment into dependent private insurance might have successfully reduced spending by reducing the catastrophic expenditures, meaning the higher end of the healthcare expenditures has been reduced significantly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Chin. Dr. Chin can take one question.
Yes, please. Oh, that's a very good question. So the question is, did we take out the young adults without any chronic conditions? Well, it's a very good suggestion. Actually, we didn't. However, in our model, we have been controlling the number of the chronic conditions. So it can be zero, it can be more than zero, and also we control for a lot of other health measures like SF-12, physical and mental health conditions. Yeah, but it probably will be interesting to see, to do more stratified analysis, right, to see, people with healthy or with chronic conditions, maybe other stratified analysis like by family income or something like that as well. Yeah, thank you. Oh, okay, I can have one more question. Yes, please.
When you think over the expenses of young and
okay, so the question is about whether we focusing on a particular group on the pregnancy, teenage, but for the young. Yeah, well, again, very good question. Actually, we didn't tease out that cohort. But it will be very interesting to study that. Yeah, we did control the marital status, But I haven't thought about this pregnancy, in particular. But
the biggest number that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Chin. Oh.